We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses, people that were once in your shoes. Our TSBC alumni, speakers, and friends will shed light on growth strategies, resources, and inspiration to help you scale your creative business. Hey friends, it's Katie Hunt here. I was recently at the National Stationery Show in New York. We had 70 of our Trade Show Bootcamp alumni exhibiting there and selling their products to the wholesale market. We also had several other friends exhibiting at the show this year, and I thought it would be fun to take my little mic and walk around and talk to exhibitors that had been there 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and all of the in-between. So I've put together two special edition episodes for you here where I'm talking to product-based businesses in the stationery world that we're exhibiting at the National Stationery Show. This is part one of that, and here I'm talking with Stephanie from Dahlia Press, Katie Wilson from The Good Twin, Shino and Ken from Fugu Fugu Press, Michelle from Mishmash, Denise from Friendly Fire Paper, and Chelsea Shukov from Sugar Paper. Enjoy. Hey, I'm talking with Stephanie from Dahlia Press. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's been a really good show today.
Good. So, okay, this is your second year at the show?
My third year.
Oh, God. Here we go again. So your third year at the show. How has it compared year over year? How has it changed for you?
I have definitely seen increased sales with each year, but more than anything, I think it's just that recognition from buyers and from attendees, and just getting to have that face time with people has just grown and grown each year.
Do you think your confidence has also grown, having come back over and over again?
100%. Absolutely. I feel like I can talk about my products and my business, and there's just a level of knowing what I'm doing this time.
Also, with that confidence, I think comes the ability to say no to things too, or to say, let's talk about that after the show. Do you feel that way? Because I know when I first started exhibiting, people would come up and say, oh, I love that car, but it's blue. Can I get it in green? And I'd want to say yes, because I wanted to get it in their store. But you don't want to really say yes to those kind of things. So have you felt that your confidence has really kind of extended itself in other ways too?
Definitely. I mean, I think being able to say no to product requests is one. Also, just for things that I don't think are the right fit for my business, whether that be licensing or working on outside projects, just really knowing, like, this is my core values for my business and how I want to proceed in the future, and being able to state that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So speaking of other opportunities that come about just being here, you've talked to a lot of people over the course of the last few days. What other opportunities have, if you're willing to share, arisen, you know, for you?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been some new buyers and some new store opportunities, which have been great. Also some licensing. And then today I had a bunch of book designers come by who wanted to talk to me about lettering for their book covers, which that's never happened before. So that was great.
That is so fun.
Yeah, these are the kind of opportunities you don't get just being at home working on your computer. It's kind of the importance of coming to the show.
Speaking of that, like the chance to network, not just with buyers, but like fellow industry friends and colleagues. You know, most of us, as you said, are behind our computers most days doing this solo. I mean, have you made a lot of time to connect with other industry colleagues and peers?
Yeah, I would say more so this year than any other. I feel it is that level of confidence and being more recognizable and going up to people that I've admired or who have admired me and being able to just like have that conversation and hug each other and talk about our woes and the positives, and that's been great.
Speaking of woes, there's always some things, big or small, that go wrong when you're exhibiting at a show, whether it's, you know, in the setup process or you're preparing or whatever it might be. Did you have anything that didn't go quite as planned? And if so, how did you handle it?
We definitely had some issues with shipping this year. We had a big crate disaster, which caused some issues with our walls, mostly cleaning issues and repainting that we weren't expecting. But you just have to roll with it.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
I am here with Katie from The Good Twin. How are you doing, Katie?
I'm good, Katie. How are you?
I'm living the life. So, how many years have you done the show?
This is my second year exhibiting solo at the National Stationery Show. How did it go this year?
It went really well. I was pleasantly surprised. Like a lot of people, I was a little bit concerned about the move downstairs. But the traffic has been really good. I feel like I connected with a lot more big retailers this year. Most of the orders that I wrote were for new stores, which is really exciting. But I also saw a lot of familiar faces, and buyers seemed really excited that I was here and really like excited about the show in general. And it felt kind of lean and mean this year, like tight and good.
Yeah, the energy was really great. I like being downstairs. How do you feel about it?
I actually prefer it. I thought it was going to feel like a dark, dank basement dungeon or something. But it really, like, it's very similar. I was under the low ceiling last year upstairs, and this actually feels more open. And a lot of people are commenting that New York Now is down here anyway, so it just felt like the rest of the year when they come for the gift show.
Yeah, it definitely feels more consistent, like, with the ceiling levels and all that stuff. You mentioned that you had a lot of great people come through and good contacts. Can you talk a little bit more about the non-sales benefits of coming and things that you may be experienced?
Yeah, totally. I noticed this last year as well, where sometimes you'll have a retailer come through and they'll take some stuff and you think, oh great, they're never going to place an order. But then you follow up and they become one of your best accounts. And this year I saw a lot more like bigger people that requested specific samples, and you know, big box retailers never place orders at the show, and they're very difficult to get a hold of, and they're never going to look at your stuff unless they specifically requested it. So that was great. I also made a lot of connections with like Penguin, Random House, all that sort of thing, and I'm hoping that that will lead to more like licensing and a little bit of maybe a different type of revenue stream for this next year.
I was just going to say, diversify those revenue streams. Love it. Awesome. And also too, the camaraderie within the community of being here at our industry show and getting to connect with people that you maybe only see once a year. Have you enjoyed spending like time with everybody?
Oh my God, I always do. It's the best time. Like, paper people are so nice, and it's so cool to see everybody in person, and everyone's so friendly and open and welcoming. And I do think that, like, I don't know, the stationery show is a special thing. Like, it's specifically for paper, and I do other trade shows that have like fashion or jewelry or whatever, and to have this focused and like buyers are looking for paper products and they appreciate that. I think that that's important.
I've talked to some people that have said they do better at shows where there's fewer stationery lines because they're one of just a handful of people making that kind of product. Whereas here, it's mainly the same type of vendors. What are your thoughts on that? What's your experience?
I mean, in my experience, I think that my line stands out, and I think that there's a lot of different slots in the stationery community, and I fill a specific one. And I like to think that even if I'm in a sea of other stationers, like, my stuff will still stand out and it will still fill what my retailers are looking for.
So absolutely.
Look at it.
I agree 100%. Well, thanks for your time.
Of course. Thanks for coming by, Katie.
Hey, Shino. Hey, Ken.
Hi, Katie. How's it going?
Hi.
Great to see you guys. So what year is this in the National Stationery Show for you? How many years have you exhibited?
This is our 10th year.
Wow. How has the show changed over that time?
Well, we're on a different floor now, and it's gotten a lot more consolidated. Yeah.
Are you seeing a lot of the same buyers? Are you seeing new faces?
Some new faces, but it feels like we do keep seeing the same buyers that keep coming to the show. And so, yeah, it's good to see them year after year. But, yeah, right. We do see some new.
Right. And it's funny. A lot of people that we have relationships with, like, we see them here at the show and we kind of reaffirm those relationships. And it's business-wise, it's been kind of nice because they've grown their orders. They may have started with a small little snack-sized order, and now they've kind of, over the years, we see them here, and we also, like, you know, do direct mail and email over the years, or during the year in between shows. And when they show up the show, they'll put in a stronger order because they feel a little more safe about, you know, taking a quote-unquote risk on us. And
right, they know you.
Exactly right. So it's kind of nice to be able to feel like, oh, that we've been able to grow our business sort of, you know, step by step, piece by piece as we go forward. So
yeah, this is my 8th show in 9 years, and I feel like the relationship side of it has been really fun because, as you mentioned, these companies are growing with you, and they're changing, and their retail shops are changing, and obviously now I'm in a different space in what I'm selling and offering, but
right.
I'm still seeing the same buyers that I sold to in my line.
Right.
So.
I know, yeah, and that's kind of a nice thing about stationery business. I feel like you do develop a relationship, and yeah, once we trust each other, I don't know, it's a... We keep the relationship. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a good, sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, it's nice because, like we don't know, where our line is kind of specific, and so we don't know if we're going to work in everybody's shop, and they don't know if we're going to work in their shop. Right. So we feel almost like it's really fun to have the success. Like, we're very proud of the success that we do have with the shops that do carry us, because we have both us and the shop owners have found something that's a good fit for both of us. And we really just, you know, year after year, we really cherish those relationships. And, you know, it's nice for moving into, you know, bigger business and trying different kinds of things, like doing prints or doing whatever else we might want to do. We already have the relationships with the stores, and they can tell us if it's working or not. And we won't take it, like, too personally or anything like that, because, you know, we'll know they can help us understand what's going to work within our category in their stores moving forward, and it's a very valuable thing. So.
It's hugely valuable. I talk a lot about that with our alumni community, of like using this chance to get in front of them and ask questions and feedback. And one thing people have been focusing on a lot is the new contacts versus established relationships already. And you guys have already touched on the fact that you're seeing a lot of the same people over and over.
Yep.
What goals do you have when you come to the show? Like, is your goal to establish new accounts? Is it to really foster those relationships? Do you set some like actual goals around that? Or,
oh my God, I feel like I used to do that, but now I'm so terrible.
No, you're not terrible.
I have no expectations anymore. So I'm like, woohoo, we wrote a first order. Now I can go home.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. And if you aren't comfortable answering, please tell me. Okay. But like, I was always so nervous before I wrote that first order.
Right,
and I know we talked about this
our
first day.
Right.
Do you still, this far in, get those jitters before you write that first order?
Of course, yeah. What if people don't come and show up and buy from us? Like, yeah, definitely I get nervous.
Yeah.
And because we put so much into it, we were just buried for like a month before the show.
Yeah.
So almost like you feel like you lose touch with the world for a while. And then now like the next day after the setup and stuff, you have to show to the world like what you've done this last month. And I don't know, it's a nerve-wracking thing.
It is. There's a lot of build-up to it.
Yeah. It is. And I feel like it's one of those things where we're at home thinking, we're trying a couple of new things with our line this time around, and we're at home thinking, like, this is going to be awesome, this is going to be great, this is going to be wonderful. But we don't know if it's going to be awesome and great and all those wonderful things until we see the looks on people's faces when they walk into our booth. And we're either like, oh, we're hitting, or oh, no, we really misjudged.
I hope
what do we do next?
You know?
So far, we've had positive response. We feel very grateful for that. But it is, you know, I feel like that is. When you write that first order, you can see they're looking at it and they're chewing on it. They're doing the same thing. Like, they're trying to see that on their shelf and think, like, is this going to work in my store?
Right.
And if they do, you know, if it's a yes, it's very validating when you feel like, okay, this is a good thing. And we can amplify this within our line and try to grow our line out a little bit more, you know, to include more of this stuff, you know, as we go forward. So
I love that.
Yeah.
I do. Because you are putting yourself out there in anything we do, right? Coming to the show is putting yourself out there. Developing new products, even if you don't come to the show, putting them out in the world is putting yourself out there.
Yeah, even online stuff.
It's like you're watching like a clicks. Like, are we getting any visits?
Any.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, frankly, when you send email marketing out, I mean, how many of us are looking at how many people
who
click through?
It? Yeah, exactly.
I know. So I don't know. It's nice to hear that established companies like yourself, you know, still feel those same jitters
very generous.
No. Well, you guys are. You've done an amazing job. And I know.
Thank you.
We met many years ago briefly,
but
it's been really fun getting to be booth neighbors.
Yeah,
with you, so.
I know. And now we're booth neighbors.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. This was really fun.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Talk it out. Michelle from Mishmash. How many years have you done the show?
This is my third year.
And how did setup go?
This year, it was so smooth. It was as perfect as it could be.
I love hearing that. I know we've had a lot of incidents this year, but everyone always handles it with such grace. So, okay, what kind of opportunities have come your way by being at the show, whether it's people you met or opportunities for collaborations, anything you could share? Obviously, don't share.
Hallmark came by, asked if I ever did freelance drawings, which was pretty cool. Another buyer for Harper's came by looking for illustration and type design. So things like that are pretty interesting and could lead to great things, so we'll see.
I always tell people that, you know, it's important to think about the larger picture here, and that it's not just about the orders at the show. There's a lot of other opportunities for marketing and then relationships and things like that. What if you had to say that there was one big takeaway that you've had from the show this year, what would it be?
It changes every year. I mean, I like that I get to see you guys and learn new things and see the buyers and their faces and really connect. And I'm trying to really do that now, like make it my company more personable instead of just hiding behind the pictures. So I think seeing the buyers and talking to them and, you know, them getting to know me and me getting to know them, that's what's great about coming to these trade shows.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time. Hey, I'm here with Denise from Friendly Fire Paper. How are you doing, Denise?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So how many years have you been doing the show?
One. This is our first year.
Yay. And how did it go?
It went great. It went great. I don't know if we set our standards low, but we reached our goals and surpassed them. So we're really happy.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. Did you have set goals around the number of orders you wanted or even unquantifiable things?
It was hard to determine the metrics, but we did. We set a goal, and like I said, we didn't do anything out of the ballpark. We didn't set really high standards, but we did set some goals, and we also knew that we couldn't base our success on reaching those goals or not. And that's something we learned at Trade Show Bootcamp. Being in front of the retailers was an incredible benefit just to see how people react to the product, to know which products are the ones that were the attention getters, which are not necessarily what you would think of behind a computer screen. Yeah. So even that was super helpful.
This was your first year, so there was a lot of things you had to learn leading up to this. What was something that maybe surprised you in the process of educating yourself and kind of getting to this place of actually exhibiting?
The most surprising thing as far as setup is concerned is people are generally very helpful within the Javits Center. I think that was the scariest part, was not knowing. Arriving here, we drove our booth here, so we did the docking and all of that paperwork, which isn't really clear either on the NSS website. So that was, again, something that was really helpful in the Trade Show Bootcamp videos, was having people who had already been here telling us how they did it. But rules change from year to year.
Yes, they do.
And knowing that you have to be flexible with something being broken, something not working, something being harder than you anticipated, I would say that keeping an open mind about how things were going to go and telling yourself, we're here, we're going to enjoy it, was really helpful.
Awesome. Are you willing to share some of the stores that you met while you were here? The names?
So we met the people from Curse of New York, and they were on our wish list, and that was really nice. We met Paper Source. We met, I'm trying to think now, I can't remember off the top of my head.
But it was a mix of independent stores and some key accounts.
We met independent stores from Arizona. The name escapes me. Yes, there was definitely a mix of big stores that were coming with their teams, and then people that were like us, were like a two-person team, and we met one- and two-person teams with their brick and mortar. That was really nice also to meet, that were more people like us, let's say.
Awesome. What advice would you give to somebody that has a product-based business and is thinking about doing wholesale, not necessarily cards, just in the product-based world?
Research. Ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to reach out to people and ask questions, even if you think it's a dumb question or it's a question that's going to make you seem like you don't know what you're doing. What I have found is that people are very generous with their knowledge.
I love that. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Here with Chelsea Shuka from Sugar Paper. How are you doing, Chelsea?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Having a good day. So how many years has Sugar Paper been doing the show?
I guess we were here in 2011 for the first time. So what is that? 6 years?
I can't do math like that right now.
Yeah. So 6 years. We've been in business much longer, but only 6 years here.
So we've been talking to a lot of alums lately, that telling them, like, get your wholesale line ready, get your product ready. You don't have to necessarily do the show straight away. And you're a great example of this because you guys waited. So what is your advice to people in the same boat?
Well, it's not exactly accurate. We had a store. We didn't have a line until 2011, which is when we did come, and we did not know what we were doing, and there was no Trade Show Boot Camp, and we learned the hard way, and
so did I
wish that there had been that. But no, I mean, we had really terrible line sheets, and we learned a lot. We couldn't ship as quickly as we needed to, and now we know how to have a catalog and to ship product right away. And yeah, you learn these things.
Well, and you know my story. I got shut down by the fire marshal the day before the show started. So like, I'm in that same boat of learning on our own. It's hard, but
similar,
you know, but things have gotten easier over time, right?
True. Yes.
Did you guys have any mishaps this year?
No, which we kept waiting to like see if we were going to, something was going to get terribly, you know, askew, but no, we didn't. We had a really smooth, last year though, we were the last crate out, so we were here at 1 o'clock in the morning packing to go home.
And, yikes. Yeah, well, that's not fun, but I'm so glad you had nothing go wrong this year.
So far.
Good. Knock on wood. Yeah. I don't know. Good. Well, what advice do you have to people that are considering jumping into wholesale and or doing shows?
Oh my gosh.
It's a big question.
A big question. I mean, I think mostly get your pricing right, do your research, get your margins right. Shipping product that is not making you any money is not doing you any favors. Yes. It's working for free.
Yes.
So do the math and do that right. And also do market research on what the market can bear so that your prices are in line with what people expect.
Yeah.
I think even for us, with the word doing planners for the first time, luxury planners, because Target is officially over.
Oh my gosh.
So we're trying to convert that customer over to a luxury planner, and the price has to go up, but we know that there's a threshold.
Yeah.
So we've done a ton of research on that, but that stuff is hard. That's the hard work of doing wholesale.
It is. And not just the pricing research and can you make the margins work and what can the market bear, but also like the research of what else is out there. How are you filling a need? Has somebody else done something similar to this? And how can you differentiate yourself? I feel like that's a big component to the research side of things.
Totally. Yeah, you feel the same?
Yeah,
and I also just feel like having a really clear identity, we talk about this all the time, is really important.
Yeah.
That when you walk up to a booth, for me personally, I'm also a buyer, so I sit on the other side of this business, and I see a smattering of designs that kind of feel like other brands I know, I won't actually buy anything in that booth because it doesn't feel authentically theirs. And so I think people should know that.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really important thing for people to hear, because they need to be differentiating themselves. They need to be authentic to who they are. So thank you for saying that.
Let's see, what else can I ask you?
How has it evolved over time? Like for you personally, I know your booth has gotten bigger and you now bring people to the show with you. Like,
yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I didn't set up one thing in this booth. So that's like the major luxury of doing this for this long. But I think mostly the show's just changed. It used to be two floors and, you know, I don't know, hundreds or thousands of different vendors. Now it's one floor and it's tiny but mighty. Mm-hmm. I do think everyone who's here really has a point of view, and I hope that they're having a good show, but I do feel like the buyers who are here buying from the people who showed up.
Yeah, we're hearing good feedback from our alums that they've had a good show. So, well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for asking me.
Of course.
Thank you.
Whew, so much fun sitting down and chatting with everybody at the show. The show is always a crazy time. As you can hear in the background, there was lots of hustle and bustle. So I really appreciate everybody taking a few moments to tell us what they've been working on and what was going well at the show. So thank you for everybody included. If you want more information about any of the companies we spoke with, check out the show notes. We're leaving their links there. You can follow along online with them. You can check out their products at their links to their online shop. So definitely give them some love and let them know that you heard them on Proof to Product. And while you're at it, head on over and subscribe or leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. I'll be back soon with our part two of the National Stationery Show update. Proof to Product is brought to you by Trade Show Bootcamp and hosted by me, Katie Hunt. Since 2011, TSBC has worked with hundreds of product-based businesses to help them uplevel, scale, and build profitable, sustainable companies. You can find our show notes and additional resources at prooftoproduct.com. And if you like what you heard today, please head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a 5-star review and subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode.